Since we have a little extra time, I would like to go through the appendix on the last page for additional information about what type of sea monster swallowed Jonah. So the first reference is from Brian Thomas, the science writer for the Institute for Creation Research, in an article entitled, What Really Swallowed Jonah? And he comments on this. What was the ketos? Dr. Henry Morris wrote, it could have been a large whale shark, or possibly some now extinct marine reptile, although knowing the animal's exact identity is not necessary to understanding the Jonah passages. Its proper identification would add an element of historicity to the prophet's traumatic experiences. In Jonah 1 and verse 17, referenced as 2:1 in the Hebrew Bible, in other words, chapter 1 of Jonah ends at verse 16. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 17, Jonah 1:17 uses the Hebrew word dag to refer to a broad range of sea creatures. It had great or gadol size, large enough to swallow a whole man. The second century BC saw the Hebrew Old Testament translated into the Greek Old Testament, commonly called the Septuagint. There, dag gadol, or great fish, translates into kete megalo, meaning a mega-sized ketos. Was Jonah swallowed by a now extinct marine reptile? Ancient writers, including New Testament authors, used specific words for specific creatures. Why did Matthew's gospel not use the common words for fish, shark, or whale? And as you're probably familiar with this account, most people talk about Jonah and the whale. Jonah and the whale. There's always a whale associated with Jonah, but here that doesn't seem to be the case. It's not supported. This is a strong argument for the historicity of the account. Thomas goes on to say that recent research indicates the ketos may have been a type of extinct sea dragon or sea serpent with a dog-like head and flexible neck. The ketos looked like nothing common today. But that does not mean marine reptiles were not common in the past. After all, both the books of Job and Psalms refer to the large sea reptile Leviathan. History and archaeology indicate that the Lord Jesus' audience might have understood exactly the kind of creature to which he referred, the ketos, the sea serpent that swallowed Jonah. This was no small creature. Carl Wieland, in his book Dragons of the Deep, describes fossils of sea monsters discovered that fit this description, such as the Mosasaurus, meaning Meuse River reptile. These may well have also been the Leviathan described in the book of Jonah. In the book of Job. Mosasaurus was a sea-dwelling reptile that has been called the marine equivalent of Tyrannosaurus rex, only much bigger. Imagine that. From their bones, it is estimated that some could have been up to 50 feet in length, more than a four-story building on its side. If so, that would make such a creature the biggest predatory carnivore flesh eater the world has ever known. The bones of Mosasaurus have been found on every continent of the world, including Antarctica. They had long snake-like bodies and would have used their long sinewy tails to propel themselves powerfully through the water and with a side-to-side motion. They had a long pointed head with powerful jaws containing many long sharp teeth, so they were quite ferocious. One other option is the Chronosaurus, meaning time reptile, a huge reptile of the sea. The terror of the seas is a term commonly used for this fearsome but now almost certainly extinct giant. This mighty sea reptile had a huge skull with powerful jaws that combined the biting power of killer whales and crocodiles. Its back teeth were designed to crush even the toughest shells. The most well-known specimen is mounted in the famous Harvard Museum. Chronosaurus is classified within the very large group of marine reptiles known as Plesiosauria. This group includes both plesiosaurs, which are long-necked, and pliosaurs, or short-necked. So a little bit of additional information there. The references are below if you want to look into that further. But I think that is interesting for us to look at and also support the text that this actually happened. And it very well could have been a now extinct type of sea reptile.